Next patient is Norma, N-O-R-M-A, McCrus, M-C-C-R-U-S-E. Norma McCrus, dated 1-7-2026. Date of birth for this woman is well, first put down, patient was seen for a face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient is in her ninth benefit period from 11-29-25 to 1-27-26, period. Patient care, face-to-face care will be discussed, will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Okay, so I still have to give you a date of birth on this lady. Date of birth is going to be 11-28-1946. So this is a 79-year-old woman. Who's currently in hospice with end-stage congestive heart failure, period. Patient suffers from cardiac cachexia, which has caused her MAC to drop down to 24 centimeters with decreased appetite. She also suffers from COPD, oxygen dependency. Today, O2-side was at 95% on 3 liters, period. Blood pressure continues to be elevated because of effort and her discomfort, 160 over 90 today, period. Patient also has a history of peripheral vascular disease, muscle contracture of the muscle's right leg. Contracture of the muscle's left leg, rheumatoid arthritis, deformity of both hands related to rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory arthritis, and history of obesity, period. Patient's heart failure puts it at New York Heart Association class 4, period. Patient's PPS has declined and has dropped down to 30%. Patient has about some confusion. Her caretaker Denise tells me she's sleeping more, 16 to 18 hours a day. She's weak. She's debilitated. Her debilitation is worsening. Her shortness of breath is worsening. She requires NEP treatments on a regular basis, both for her CHF and COPD. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. She has decreased appetite, eating only 30% of her meals. She's showing both functional and physical decline. The drop in MAC is consistent with her weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition. This is despite the fact that her CHF causes her to retain a good amount of fluid despite being on treatments, period. Has diminished appetite, eating about 30% of her meals. Caretaker tells me that without oxygen, her O2-side drops down in the high 80s. This was not attempted today since she was wearing her oxygen. Patient also, patient's caretaker concerned about the fluid retention. I told him that any increasing in her diuretics could cause volume depletion and electrolytes imbalance, and it's not indicated at this time. Patient needs to be kept comfortable. She's definitely showing decline, both functional and mental. Did I say ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent? I think I did. Patient appears quite fragile. Overall prognosis remains poor and is appropriate for hospice care at home. With the natural progression of her disease, most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.